This is Radio Superior 1930, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it might have sounded in 1930. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to Station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. It's January 13th, 1930, and this is the Martin and McKenna Show. I'm Jack McKenna. Lou Martin is standing by with your Roth Brothers 5 o'clock news. We'll have weather, and things are going to get cold, folks, and then the best music we can muster up for you. But now, with the Roth Brothers 5 o'clock news, here's Lou Martin. Good evening, partner.
Well, good evening, Jack. A Superior man is being questioned in the death of a man hit by a car in Carlton County yesterday. Gilbert Locken of Baxter Avenue in Superior will have to face an inquest after his auto struck and killed Hans Hansen on the highway linking Carlton with Cloquet. Carlton County Sheriff Selmer Swanson says that Hansen was killed instantly with his skull being crushed. Sheriff Swanson released Locken and his two companions, who were along for a Sunday night ride, Neil Boyle and Frank Watson, both also from Superior. Hansen apparently has a wife living in Moorhead. Well, the warm January thaw that we've been having put a scare into a West Duluthian, Emil Grams of South 71st Street. It seems Mr. Grams was crossing the ice road to Connors Point from Garfield Avenue when he heard some cracking. That's when Mr. Grams' rear wheels broke through the ice in the shipping canal. Mr. Grams and several other nearby motorists were able to pull his sedan to safety. All the made a hasty retreat to Garfield Avenue. The ice road is now blockaded on both sides by the Coast Guard officials until they can declare it to be safe once again. An 8-year-old boy in the Chafee settlement is healing from some serious burns this evening. Last night, little Harry Kinkle was reading a book by a heater in his home when sparks apparently leapt from the heater, igniting his clothing. His parents acted quickly, rolling him in a rug and thus saving his life. The boy is now in St. Mary's Hospital in Superior. Visions of another Bayfront Holocaust, as occurred in 1906, spurred firemen to hurriedly fight a blaze this weekend that threatened the Great Northern Elevator S. The huge facility is the largest in the world for holding grain, and flames threatened to ignite it. The blaze began as a large pile of driftwood near the railroad tracks caught fire from a spark of a passing train. A watchman spotted the threat just 200 feet from the elevator, and he called for help. Two elevator workers had been setting aside the driftwood for home heating use. Well, it looks like the prosperity of 1929 will continue into 1930. $6 million in construction is planned for Superior for this spring and summer. KUWS newsman Mike Simonson has this report for us.
Lou, not since the Great War has the whole of Upper Wisconsin looked as bright economically. From dairy farming in Douglas and Bayfield counties to construction expenditures by railroads, grain elevators, businesses, and highways projected for 1930. Great Northern Railway plans to spend $1 million on a 239-tank grain annex to Elevator S, with construction starting this spring. Northern Pacific plans $100,000 in upgrades, including $70,000 to its East End ore docks. Beginning the 1st of February, the Soo Line Railroad will spend $50,000 fixing its track from Boylston to 20 miles west. Soo Line Superintendent C.L. Simpson says he'll employ two extra crews for 2 months installing the new track. Douglas County Highway Commissioner Conrad Hansen says they'll spend $150,000 in road construction this summer, and we've learned that the State Highway Department will spend $1 million for new roads in the 8th District, including 9 upper Wisconsin counties of Iron, Ashland, Bayfield, Washburn, Sawyer, Douglas, Barron, and Burnett, as well as Price counties. And Lou, telephone service will be improved as Wisconsin Telephone Company plans on investing in its equipment stations and lines from Minong to Gordon up to Superior.
Well, that's very encouraging, Mike, for the men who want to work. It looks like some of those problems from Wall Street, from the crash, aren't being felt this far west. Douglas County Clerk A.R. Cole says the state will be holding testing for trappers of predatory animals in Upper Wisconsin. Examinations will be taken at various county seats on January the 17th. Qualifications to become a wolf trapper include an elementary education or an equivalent, must be able to read directions, must have integrity, must be responsible. That's according to Mr. Cole. We'll have more news from our fine sponsor, Roth Brothers of Superior. Jack?
Thank you, Lou. Fine Roth Brothers Company of Superior. Indeed. Listen to these fine bargains they have right now. Frock coats and fur coats at once-a-year savings of one-quarter to a third to one-half off. For example, fur coats, can you believe it, one-fourth to one-half off this time of year. Men's and boys' wear at savings, like 25 cents to 50 cents for men's hose, 7 pair for a dollar. Boys' skating socks, heavy wool, special pair, 39 cents. So you see, the bargains are there. No reason for you not to go there. Roth Brothers Company in downtown Superior. Lou?
Weekend trading on the New York Stock Exchange sheds little light on the economic situation or where things might be heading, though our United Press wire does indicate a more cheerful mood among some trading circles. Automakers saw their stocks rise in conjunction with the New York Automobile Show. Up were Hudson and Nash, 2.5 points. Pierce Arrow, Mack Trucks, and Graham Page were also up a bit. General Motors was up slightly as they announced a price reduction for their 1930 line of Chevrolets. This in from London on our wire service. The Far Eastern Geophysical Society is planning to build a refrigerated museum and research center in which it will store bodies of people of all races for future research. The thought is that scientists will be able to study man today, well-preserved centuries from now. Well, a familiar name to many of you listeners is returning to our fair city to take back the job of managing the E.T. Barron Music Store. Paul Lewis returns as general manager for Mr. Barron and promises store expansion. Mr. Lewis believes that the Victor phonographs and the radio industry are just now taking off and will experience a real increase, including the new record business. And news comes as rumors of the sale of the Barron Music Store to local musician Vaughn Gilbert. They were being circulated around the Twin Ports. And Jack, some good news across the town are going to be putting in some big improvements in the radio station, the WABC. They will move its broadcast studios from the Evening Telegram building on Tower Avenue to Duluth, so they can complete these major renovations. WABC General Manager C.W. Bridges says the work will be finished in about 10 days. And then by mid-February, his station will increase its power to 5,000 watts. There will be more space for a music library, business offices, and two new studios on the third floor of the Telegram building. One new feature will be the installation of something called Newwood. It's a fiberboard material that will absorb sound. Right now, Mr. Bridges says that they use drapes to muffle outside noises and eliminate any echoes in the recording studios. Mr. Bridges says the days of drapes are over, and they'll have a more natural sound. The staff of four young announcers, including Sam Kiley, James Payton, Jack Delahunt of Superior, and Edward Damon of Duluth, they'll have the most modern of facilities in the country. That's according to Mr. Bridges. Well, Jack, do you suppose this will stop the endless griping that we hear from Jimmy Payton about work equipment?
I don't think so, Lou. Jimmy's a perfectionist, and he wants everything just right, and you can't blame him. Beautiful voice, nice gentleman. And Jack Delahunt. Good guys, but boy, oh boy, they can whine about work. But not us, friends. No, sir. Here at Station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. Let's look into the weather situation right now. It's been unusually mild for January, but friends, that's going to change, and how. The forecast from the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth reads it will be getting cold tonight, friends. Temperatures will drop to 10 to 15 below, and then highs tomorrow only about, well, 5 above zero, with partly cloudy skies. We're still not getting any of that snow we could use to insulate our homes. Only a couple of inches are on the ground now, except, of course, for the snow belt area, from Port Wing to the Bayfield Peninsula and into Hurley. The usual snow belt is even going, well, without a little bit of snow this year. They've got more than anybody else, but they don't have their usual 10 feet deep. A few flurries expected up the north shore of Lake Superior. For those frontiers folks living up in the Grand Marais, Finland areas, I hope you don't get snowbound. Well, it's time now to swing your partner as we dig out the best of our wax recordings on the Martin and McKenna Show. Folks, let's start it out with the Casa Loma Orchestra, Glenn Gray, and the Casa Loma Stomp. Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra. Well, as you know, friends, we've been working with the Evening Telegram to raise money to buy a new radio for patients at the Isolation Hospital at 2222 East 10th Street in Superior. Now, we're only a few dollars away from making it a reality. You know, nurses work hard at the Isolation Hospital, so hard that they don't have the time to sit and converse with the bedridden people recuperating there. Just a mere twist of a dial, and patients now can lighten their worries, pass the time with gay music, and provide a way to take their minds off their troubles. You can help, good listeners, just today. E.P. Fulton of Peppard and Fulton Company in Superior stopped by and dropped a $5 bill in the pot towards this new hospital radio. Also contributing a dollar today was the Smith Lang Funeral Home, Edward John of Cumming Avenue, and A.T. Richmond of Lamborn Avenue. Let's make it happen, friends, and let's show them how to forget those worries. Birth of the Blues here for us with Paul Whiteman. Outstanding. That Paul Whiteman are so great, so big, so popular. That's why we use it. Hey, folks, for 6 days only, beginning tomorrow, at Kelly's Furniture in Superior, a $5 allowance for your old mattress that you're tired of lying on. Let's buy a new one. DeWitt Sites Royal, all pure cotton mattress, $6.95. The DeWitt Sites Premier, a super quality mattress, $19.95. And the DeWitt Sites Congress, the very finest mattress, $26.45. Extra special, restrite, DeWitt Sites quality, Nachman Inner Spring Unit Mattress, $29.50. The bargains are great, folks, at Kelly's Furniture in Superior. Here's the Yowza Yowza Man, Ben Burney, with I Got a Woman Crazy for Me. Thank you.
living and lucky to be. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, ain't worth a cent. She doesn't holler, she's living a tent. I got a woman crazy for me. Each every day she'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way.
Oh, that was good. Lots of good radio programs in store for you tonight, folks. At 5:30, we have the Chamber of Commerce Report. Then until 6, it's the Miller Twilight Program. Then after 6, it's time for the Duluth Trio to perform for you here on KUWS. At 7, it's the Fleischman Hour, and an exciting broadcast beginning at 8:30, live from New York, the Maxwell House Coffee Concert. And don't forget our special Saturday night programming. It'll be great fun. The General Electric Hour begins at 8 p.m., then Lucky Strike Dance Music at 9, and live from Tower Avenue in Superior, it's Hotel Android Dance Music here on KUWS. And remember, if you don't have a good radio set, you don't have to buy one. You can rent a radio at Hard Electric Company in Superior. Hard Electric features the Majestic Radio as well as your standard Philco sets. So rent a radio at Hard Electric, 1419 Tower Avenue, call Broad 194. Now back to the music with Vix Beiderbecke and his gang at the Jazz Band Ball on the Martin McKenna Show on our Voice from the Head of the Lakes, Station KUW.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, indeed. Foot-tapping music from Bix Beiderbecke and his fine trumpet with orchestra. Well, friends, you think the Volstead Act has kept people walking the straight and narrow, what with all this swaying back and forth and peppy music? KUWS newsman Lou Martin has some news about the way we entertain ourselves.
Well, Jack, this information comes to us from the Moderation League for 1928. Now, essentially, it says that Prohibition not only has not curbed our nation's drinking habits, but things have actually gotten worse since it became the law of the land in 1920. There were more drinking arrests in 1928 than any year since 1914. The Moderation League blames the Volstead Act for the upswing in the arrests. A better solution, says the League, would be a semi-dry law which would abolish all saloons, but would allow alcohol in homes. The League continues by saying that Prohibition has been an utter failure and will never achieve a dry country, but in fact has caused the opposite. Well, on a lighter note, here's plenty of entertainment outside the local speakeasies here at the Head of the Lakes, and with our own Harriet Feurig at the theaters. Good evening, Harriet.
Good evening, Lewis. Vaudeville makes its return to the Palace Theater in Superior with a big screen showing starring the irrepressible star team of William Haynes, Gwen Lee, and that newcomer sidekick, Jack Benny. And they're just a handful of the 25 big screen star moviegoers we'll get to see as Hollywood Review rolls on, sure to delight the crowds at the Palace. Not in the mood for levity, listeners? Then a mystery thriller is just for you. The People's Theater in Superior presents The 13th Chair, with an especially strong cast of Conrad Nagel, Lila Hyams, and Margaret Weikerly. This all-talking hit ran a year on Broadway before coming to the silver screen, and the first talking epic of the air is showing at the Capitol Movie House in Superior. Flight stars Jack Holt, Lila Lee, and Ralph Graves. And if you ask me, it's better to watch this one from the safety of your seat than end up watching it from the air on an airplane. Seats at the Capitol Hill still 10 to 15 cents for weekday matinees, a quarter to 50 cents at night. At the Savoy, it's Milton Stills in The Crash. But it's not a Wall Street flicker, even though it would be quite fitting. Seats at the Savoy also a dime for matinees. For you live theater fans, rehearsals begin Friday for the Superior Little Theater's production of Kick-In. Theater director Jay Hooker Wright says he needs two women and one man to round out his cast, so if you're interested in the stage, Lewis, now's your chance with Kick-In. Ever want to try the thespian lifestyle, Lewis?
Well, if the money's right, let's go. And Jack, have you ever given the thespianism a try?
I don't even know what the word means. No, I was in high school drama and college drama, but that's about all. Once they start accusing me of being a ham, I quit. Now let's get back to the music, friends, and here's one I would certainly classify as a novelty song. It's by Jack Smith. Poor Papa, he's got nothing at all.
Said my friend McBride, if you take a wife, you're out of luck all life. He had all his little sons and daughters by his side, like Happy Hooligan's 16 kids. They all lined up and cried. Mama's got shoes, Mama's got clothes, Mama's got these, and Mama's got those. But poor Papa, he's got nothing at all. Mama goes here, Mama goes there, Mama goes out to every affair. But poor Papa, he waits out in the hall. Now Christmas comes, and Mama gets the most expensive frocks. Papa gets a necktie and a pair of 10-cent socks. Everyone cheers when Mama appears, and she's got diamonds stuck in her ears. But poor Papa, he's got nothing at all. And Mama eats ham, Mama eats lamb, Mama eats bread with strawberry jam. And poor Papa, he eats nothing at all. Mama says, oh, Mama says, ah. Mama says boo and Mama says bye. But poor Papa, he says nothing at all. Papa bought a limousine and the most expensive kind. Now he wears a chauffeur suit and Mama rides behind. Mama's got silk, satin beneath. She's got gold in all of her teeth. But poor Papa, he's got no teeth at all.
And there's no rumor. Of course, there's no truth to the rumor, folks, that Papa Martin was the man they were talking about. Well, friends, that's all the time we have on the Martin and McKenna Show here on KUWS. Please stay tuned for Miller's Twilight Program and then the Duluth Trio at 6 o'clock. And we welcome you again here as always. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna speaking. Good night.
This is Radio Superior 1930, a weekly original production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior 1930 is written and produced by Mike Simonson, with assistance from Brianna Pearson. Harriet Farag is played by Jennifer Simonson. Assistance in this program comes from the Superior Public Library. All of the events reported on Radio Superior 1930 are actual accounts from editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcomed at 394-8530, email at simonson@wpr.org, or mail at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this same time for more Radio Superior 1930. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night. ¶¶